Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to this show Tim Meadows. He's got some stand-up shows at Raleigh Goodnights. He's got a show tomorrow. He's got two on Friday. He's got two on Saturday as well. Tim, you were last here in studio with me 7 years ago, so it's good to have you back. I remember you saying it was the greatest interview you ever had, right?
I remember that distinctly. Thank you for reminding me of that. And this is going to be the second greatest interview I've ever had. But we'll see. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's not jinx it. So for you during the pandemic, did you do the Zooms and the parks and the tiny covered Brooklyn rooftops? Or what did you get up to? Did you learn a new language or an instrument?
I learned how to do yoga. That was my pandemic education. I mean, I started to have panic attacks from being indoors so much, and so I started doing yoga. And then I still do it. Like, I do it every day almost, and I got really good at it. Which is, I mean, I don't know how you get good at yoga, but I can stand on my head, basically, like a tripod headstand, they call it. Mm-hmm. I guess that's being good at yoga. If you study yoga or know yoga, I think doing something like that is pretty good.
Tripod was my nickname in high school, by the way. So I, yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but not doing a headstand.
I just recently heard you on the Fly on the Wall podcast with David Spade and Dana Carvey. Uh-huh. And Dana kept talking about how handsome you are. I mean, I almost got to the point.
Really?
I know you like taking your shirt off because you're not fat, but it almost got to the point where I thought maybe you were getting a little bit like, okay, quit saying I'm handsome so much.
I didn't feel that way. And now, you know, I haven't listened to it, so I don't know what they cut out or whatever. But he always said I was handsome. Like, it's one of his running things with me. He would always call me a handsome young man. When we were younger, but I don't know. I don't feel uncomfortable when anybody calls me handsome, especially now that I've gotten older. I've still got my good looks, and I still like to take my shirt off because I'm not fat. You said it first.
Well, to do yoga, you can't be fat. I mean, come on, right?
But yes, you can. You see that fat girl on the commercial doing yoga on some, like, yogurt commercial?
It's yogurt.
Out there somewhere. Yeah, like a yogurt commercial. And she's doing yoga, but she's really heavy. And then she does some amazing stuff, like she does a standing split or something. Mm. And she eats yogurt at the same time, which is weird, but, you know, I guess people do it. They eat yogurt.
Maybe it was
and do
a
yoga.
Handheld Go-Gurt. Remember those?
Yeah, I do. What have you been up to?
You know,
in these 5-7 years that we've last talked.
Yeah, I know. I've not learned a new language. I used the pandemic to get into shape because I realized that if I didn't, I mean, we all had every excuse to just sit on the couch and eat. The thing that I think is stupid is that the people who said, you know, every generation has their thing. This is our generation's D-Day. I'm like, you have DoorDash bringing you delicious food. It's not really D-Day.
Yeah, it's not. And you know what else is we got spoiled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. During that period. Because you get served everything. You know what I mean? You could get anything delivered or from Amazon. I was going nuts with Amazon. I would order things that I could just walk down the street and buy, like shampoo. I would go, forget it. I'm just going to order 6 shampoos from Amazon and not go get COVID from somebody walking down the street. I love
Amazon. It's so true. It's so true. I was ordering deodorant. That was the same thing. I should have gone to Amazon Anonymous. I just needed that package every day to give me hope in this bleak dystopian universe we were in, Tim.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I think next time if we go through a pandemic, the government, you know how they gave everybody money, like for they couldn't work and stuff? They should pay people to learn new stuff. while you're at home. Like, you should be paid. We're giving you money, so what you got to do is learn how to do algebra or something, or you got to learn a language, or you got to go and, you know, you got to learn something new, learn about history or something. I think we should be more, like, prepared next time.
Yeah, learn a trade. Like, what are you now? I'm a welder, you know?
Yeah, like, I could learn how to be an electrician or something, you know, and I'd be an actor, writer, comedian, electrician, you know what I'm saying? And then, like,
so
if they
funny.
Ever need me, I would go and do electrician stuff for them. What do electricians do? They do electrical
the fact
stuff,
that,
right?
The fact you said electrician stuff is probably not your fort, but we'll see about that. Tim Meadows is with us. He's at Raleigh. Good nights tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. A couple more questions for Tim. And
I don't know a screw from a fork. Let me just tell you that before we move on. Sometimes I eat with a screwdriver. I can't tell. I have no mechanical aptitude whatsoever.
You just bludgeon your food.
I poke it and then spear it into my mouth.
Oh, I thought it was funny is that, you know, because when, you know, we were growing up, we all watched the same stuff. If the Wizard was on, Wizard of Oz was on, the whole country would watch it, right?
Yeah.
And yet they say, well, now today with all the 500 streaming services, we don't watch the same thing. And yet we all watched Tiger King. So it's really not as varied as we think.
Yeah. Well, the pandemic did that because everyone was home with nothing to do, and word spread really quickly about anything, you know. And that's why I attribute. I don't attribute like Tiger King being interesting or whatever. It was a freak show, basically a slowly revealed freak show, and so people got into it, you know. But I feel like if it came out now, or you know, I think they did a sequel, right?
They tried, yeah. I didn't give it the time of day.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, you don't care anymore because you already seen the curtain's been revealed on the insanity. So it's like, all right, so what?
When I told a friend of mine you were coming on the show today, she said her by far the favorite thing that you ever did was in Walk Hard, where you kept saying, "This is non-habit forming. Stay away from marijuana." That whole thing.
Oh,
that guy.
Yeah. I did that once. That guy in Walk Hard, yeah.
Right.
I remember that movie. I did that.
It's like 15 years ago.
And what did you like about it?
Well, I just thought it was hilarious. Like, Dewey Cox is like, "Can I try this?" And you go, "No, no." And then everything you said really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, because that's how I feel in real life, actually. Hey, was your friend Carol Baskin from Tiger King?
Didn't Kate McKinnon play her in the movie? I haven't seen that yet.
They had a movie? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
They'll make a movie about anything and then not cast me, which is frustrating.
Well, you have been in a lot of movies, and I really liked you in Popstar, where you were the manager and you were like the fourth Tony or whatever.
Yeah. That was my one contribution to the movie Popstar, which that was my joke. I came in with that idea. They had the Tony idea. And I said, what if my character was Tony with a question mark? And that was why they fired me. And the boys liked it, and they put it in.
That's good. Well, I think, too, about all the great sitcoms you've been in, and for me to be in the pantheon of Curb, how fun was that?
It was a blast and a completely different like way of working, which like, you know, people are familiar with it now, but like there's no script, and then they just tell you basically like the idea, and like you're just gonna do this, you're gonna walk in and there he's gonna say this, and then you just talk back to him, and you know, and then we want you to put these points in your when you talk, like get these things out, you know, and so you're improvising and you're just talking, and it just happens, you know, because Larry David is a really good improviser and a good writer, which is like a double threat, you know. So, yeah, that scene with him, I auditioned for it, actually, and which I don't really do anymore. It's probably one of the last auditions I did. But I auditioned for it because Dave Mandel and I think Alec Berg were like the writers. And I knew Dave Mandel from Saturday Night Live. He was a writer when I was there. So, yeah, I went in and auditioned, and we just did that scene where I meet him in the bathroom, like at the audition. And then the things that I said that were funny in the audition, they told me to say it again when we filmed it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get those
really
kind
cool.
of,
One more.
You don't get those kind of jobs a lot. Like, nobody works that way. Like, I haven't had another job that worked like that.
Yeah, I think maybe Woody Allen does that a little bit. But, yeah, Larry David is the king of that. Last question for you. Speaking
Seriously?
Of serious acting.
Uh-huh.
The Mandalorian. Are you in the next Mandalorian?
It's been announced that I am, but I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it. I don't know legally.
Okay.
No, they already announced it. You can see me in the clips of the next season. So, yes, I can officially say that I am in the next season of The Mandalorian.
So you're telling us right now you kill Baby Yoda.
Actually, I slice him up very slowly, and then with crackers I eat him. It's a horrible, slow, painful death for Baby Yoda, but, you know. I don't think he's actually Baby Yoda. I think he's like a different, like Yoda's brother or something.
All right. Yeah, he was called the Child, and then he had another name. I got to keep up with it. But for you people down Tobacco Road, goodnightscomedy.com is where you can go online and get tickets to see Tim Meadows. He has a show tomorrow at 8. He has two Friday, two Saturday night as well. Tim, always love talking to you. Next time you're in NorCal, come on in the studio again.
I will, and this is definitely the best interview I've ever done. Most fun. Tops the last one. You've gotten better over the past 7 years, 5 years, whatever it's been.
Well, thank you. I'm just glad I'm in the top two of all time.
Yeah, top two. The other interview I did with you was crap now compared to this one.
I'll take it. Thanks a lot, Tim. Right. Appreciate it, buddy.
All righty. Take care.
All right.